天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环，工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个不字。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们常常会说耶稣爱我，可是我们对这份爱的理解究竟有多深呢？我们是否真的明白这十字架上的爱是有能力的呢？对于小环自己来讲，我最近学到的功课就是神的大能，他是如此的爱我，并且不照我所犯的错误来惩罚我，反而用他的爱和怜悯将我拯救和医治。那亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们对十字架上爱的理解又是怎样的呢？好，那就让我们打开圣经，一起来听听看麦克牧师的分享吧。
Hello listening friends，
亲爱的朋友你好。
Welcome to this very important message.
欢迎你收听今天这一个重要的信息。
Probably the most important message in the whole series.
或许这一次是系列中最重要的一次内容了。
And I want to begin by telling you that scientists tell us that we have two sides of the brain.
首先我要谈谈人的大脑。科学家说人的大脑由两个部分组成。
The right side and the left side.
那就是左大脑和右大脑。
The two sides of the brain respond differently to different stimuli.
两侧的大脑对外界刺激的反应是不同的。
The left hemisphere of the brain is associated with logical analysis and rational judgments.
左大脑主要负责分析和理性的判断。
The right hemisphere of the brain is associated with visual imagery and emotional response.
而右大脑则与视觉形象以及情绪反应有关。
Some people have left side dominance and others have right side dominance.
有些人是天生的左撇子或者右撇子。
You may say, what has this got to do with loving Christ?
或许你会说，这和我们爱耶稣基督有什么关系呢？
Let me explain.
让我来解释给你听。
Understanding ourselves and our differences from one another.
我们是否了解自己以及自己和他人不同之处
？Has a great deal to do with how we respond to the gospel message.
和我们如何回应福音信息具有相当密切的关系。
As we communicate with each other.
当我们与人交谈的时候。
We need to realize that we do not all respond to the same information in the same way.
我们需要知道，同样的信息，不同的人会有不同的反应。
And yet, when it comes to loving Jesus, both sides of the brain hemisphere are involved.
谈到爱主这方面，我们大脑的两侧都在运作。
But they are not equally involved.
但左右脑参与的成分是不完全相等的。
One always towers above the other.
通常是其中一半大脑占主导地位。
And that is why the Bible said that we are to love Jesus with our mind, heart, and soul.
因此，圣经告诉我们说，要尽心、尽意、尽性的爱主。
In the last message, I told you that loving Jesus must begin with the mind.
在上一次信息里，我讲到爱主必须从意志上下决心开始。
And the seat of the will and the intellect is the left side of the brain.
而意愿和理智是从左大脑发出的信息。
Therefore, loving Jesus begins with a decision in the left side of the brain.
因此左大脑做出决定说我要爱主。
But it cannot stop there.
但这还不够。
Loving Jesus must capture our imagination.
爱耶稣必须要发挥我们的想象力。
Loving Jesus must capture our emotions.
爱主也必须要紧住我们的感情。
Loving Jesus must capture our visualization.
爱耶稣必须要用心灵的眼睛望见他。
That means that those who thrive on logical analysis of the biblical text should also use their imagination.
这就是说，擅长于从逻辑上分析经文的人需要发挥他们的想象力。
And those who are imaginative must be controlled by the meaning of the Word of God.
而想象力丰富的人则需要明白神话语的意义，来管理我们的想象力。
So how do we love Jesus with our imagination?
那么我们应该怎样运用想象力来爱主呢？
Of course, we don't imagine things that are not in the Scripture.
当然，我们的想象不能超出圣经真理的范围。
You only take what's in the Word of God and create a visual picture in your mind.
我们只能把神的话语活化在我们的心中。
Let me tell you how I go about it.
让我告诉你我是怎么做的。
When I read the words of the Scripture describing Jesus' enduring of the cross,
当我读到圣经是如何描述耶稣在十字架上受苦的时候，
I often imagine what it was like.
我常常想象那会是怎样的一种情形呢？
I visualize what he must have felt on the day before the crucifixion.
我想主受难的前一天，他的心情是怎么样的呢？
I visualize how he suffered abandonment by his closest friends.
我想象主耶稣被他最亲密的朋友离弃时候的那个痛苦。
I visualize what he must have felt when one of his disciples sold him for the price of a slave.
我想象着主耶稣被他的门徒用奴隶的身价出卖的那份伤心。
I visualize what he must have felt when Peter denied him three times.
我想象当彼得三次不认他的那份失望。
I visualize his look of hurt.
我想象当他身心受创的模样。
I visualize his look of deep disappointment.
我想象着他那失望痛心的表情。
As fully God, Jesus knew that he would be forsaken by them.
耶稣作为完全的神，他早就晓得门徒都要离弃他。
But as fully man, he must have agonized and suffered.
然而作为完全的人，他必然极其忧伤痛苦。
I visualize how he must have suffered when he, the Lord of glory, was slapped on the face.
我想象着他原是荣耀的主，竟然被人掌掴，他是多么的难过。
How he must have felt when he, the creator of the universe, was spat upon.
创造天地的主宰，竟然被人唾弃，情何以堪。
I visualize what it was like suffering in the dungeon of Caiaphas's house.
我想象着在祭司长该亚法家的地牢里受折磨是什么样的光景。
What was it like walking 2.5 miles to and from trial sites?
当他被押解往返于相距2英里半的不同审判台时，那是什么样的滋味？
And he did all of that for you and for me.
他承受这一切都是为了你和我。
I try to imagine what it was like to sweat blood, which is a very rare phenomenon.
汗如大血点滴下来是一种非常罕见的现象，我想象着到底那是怎么样一回事。
It only occurs during highly emotional stress.
那只有在心灵受到极大压力下才会出现的。
And Jesus went through this for you and for me.
为了你，为了我，耶稣经历了这一切。
I try to imagine the pre-crucifixion flogging.
我仿佛看到耶稣被钉十字架之前受鞭打的情形。
Flogging was the Roman method of exhausting the victim prior to the crucifixion.
鞭打是罗马在囚犯临钉十字架之前使囚犯筋疲力竭的苦行。
I try to imagine how they beat him with a whip with several single leather straps.
我仿佛看到他们是如何用多根皮带组成的鞭子来抽打它。
And at the tip of each strap is a sharp piece of sheep bone designed to tear the skin.
在每根皮带的尖端都绑着一块尖锐的羊骨头，把人打得皮开肉绽。
And Jesus did all of that for you and for me.
耶稣正是为了你和我而经受这一切痛苦。
They tied his hands above his head to a post.
他们把耶稣的手高举过头，绑在一根柱子上。
The back and the buttocks and the legs were flogged first.
先打耶稣的背部、腰部和腿部。
And Jesus did this for you and for me.
而耶稣经历这一切都是为了你和我。
And as flogging continued, the bone on the straps cut deep into the skin.
耶稣被鞭打的时候，鞭子尖端的骨头刺入耶稣的皮肤。
Until the underlying skeletal muscles began to tear.
直到耶稣皮肉撕裂。
And Jesus did this for your sins and mine.
为了你和我的罪，耶稣经历了这一切。
Then came the crucifixion itself.
最后，耶稣被钉上了十字架。
It was customary for the condemned man to carry his own crossbar.
按照惯例，罪犯要亲自背着自己的十字架走上刑场。
My listening friends, I want you to think very deeply here.
我亲爱的朋友，盼望你深入地想一想。
The creator of all the forests of the world,
创造天下所有树木的主宰，
carried that crossbar after being flogged,
被鞭打的遍体鳞伤之后，还要背负着木头十字架。
And Jesus did that for you and for me.
而耶稣遭受这一切，都是为了你和我。
I imagine how the lack of food, water, and sleep, and then carrying that heavy weight on his shoulders for about half a kilometer.
我想象着主耶稣在饥渴交加、极度困乏之际，亲自背负沉重的十字架，一步步走向半公里外的刑场。
And Jesus did that for you and for me.
为了你和我的罪，耶稣忍受了这一切。
At the site of the execution, he was given a bitter drink as a mild sedative.
在刑场上，有人把有轻度麻醉作用的苦胆水给他喝。
There, he was thrown on the ground on his back.
在那里，他被人推倒在地。
In preparation for the nailing of the hands to the crossbar.
准备钉他在十字架上。
His wounds would be torn open and contaminated.
他躺在地上，背上的伤口再度裂开，沾满泥沙。
And Jesus did that for you and for me.
而主耶稣为了你和我忍受了这一切。
With arms outstretched, the wrists were nailed to the crossbar.
他们拉开他的双臂，把钉子钉入他的手腕。
Spikes were put in the wrists, not the palms, because the palms could tear.
钉子钉在手腕，而不是手掌心，因为手掌容易被撕裂。
After both wrists were fastened by the spikes on the crossbar,
打钉穿过他的手腕，钉进木头里。
The crossbar is lifted with the victim on the spikes.
他们把木头竖起来，于是受刑者就被挂在钉上。
The feet were usually nailed to the front of the post.
他的双脚被钉在柱子的正面。
And Jesus did this for you and for me.
为了你和我，耶稣经历了这个痛苦。
My listening friend, please listen very carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
Jesus did not have to leave the splendor of heaven and come to earth.
耶稣不一定非得离开天上的荣耀降临世界。
But he came from heaven so that he may pay with his blood the penalty that is rightfully yours and mine.
但是他亲自从天降下，付出血的代价，替我们接受罪的刑罚，这刑罚原本是你和我该受的。
Someone of you may be saying,
也许你会说，
But many people in history have been tortured and have suffered.
历史上有很多人都受过酷刑和苦难呢。
Yes, but most of them did not have a choice.
不错，但他们都不是自愿受刑的。
And none of them were God of very God.
他们都不是独一的真神。
None of them were the God of power and might.
他们中间没有一个是大有全能的神。
But Jesus did have a choice.
然而耶稣却有选择权。
But he chose to pay the penalty that was not his.
他选择接受那本来不该他受的刑罚。
It was yours and it was mine.
这刑罚本来是你是我该受的。
My listening friend, I want to tell you something of uttermost importance.
我亲爱的朋友，我要告诉你一些非常重要的事。
Whether you have right side brain dominance or left side brain dominance,
不管你习惯用左大脑还是右大脑，
you cannot escape the imagery of the cross.
你都不能逃避十字架这一幕情景。
And to visualize the cross can only deepen your love for the one who did it all for you.
当你心灵的眼睛看见了十字架，你必然爱主更深，因着他为你付出了一切。
There are some people who probably think that imagination and visualization can be dangerous.
有些人以为这样想象是危险的。
Because many false religions use visualizations.
因为很多异端都利用想象来达其目的。
But there is a difference here.
但是这个是不同的。
Improper visualization involves emptying of the mind.
不正确的想象需要排除所有的心思意念。
And focusing attention on what comes to the mind.
然后专注在那些侵入你头脑的景象。
Of course, we would say no to that kind of visualization.
如此进入幻觉世界，我们当然要弃绝。
But for true Christian meditation, imagination, and visualization,
但是基督徒的默想、心灵的视觉和想象
are about filling your mind with Christ.
需要让基督耶稣来充满你的心思。
It is about emptying yourself of self-worship.
那是要避免自我中心、傲慢自大。
And filling your mind with the one who gave his all for you.
让为你付出一切的主来充满你。
My listening friend, I want you to ask yourself these questions.
我亲爱的朋友，请你问问自己以下这些问题。
Do I love Jesus sacrificially?
我是否为爱主而甘愿撇弃一切呢？
Do I love him unconditionally?
我是否无条件的爱他呢？
Do I love him with all my emotions?
我是否全情投入的爱主呢？
Do I love him with all my passion?
我是否真诚热切地爱他呢？
Do I love him with my imagination?
我是否设想周全地爱主呢？
Let me explain our redemption by a closing illustration.
结束以前，让我用一个例子来说明我们所得到的救赎之恩。
I try to visualize myself standing before a judge.
我假想自己站在一个法官面前。
And the penalty is either $10 million or death.
我必须付出$10,000,000的罚款，否则就要被处死。
That amount of money is impossible for me to pay.
我根本付不起如此巨额的罚款。
So the only option I have is death.
因此我只有死路一条。
But then I imagine someone whose total net worth is $10 million.
就在这时候，一个拥有$10,000,000财产的人，
He sells everything he owns and pays my penalty.
他变卖了一切，替我付清罚款。
How will I react to this person?
我要怎样报答这个人呢？
Every waking moment, I think of what he did.
每时每刻，我都会想起他曾为我做的一切。
Every time I look at him, I want to bow and thank him in gratitude and thanksgiving.
每当我看到他，我都要心存感激地向他致敬。
Every amount of money that I earn, I want to share with him.
我愿意和他同享我所赚的每一分钱。
Every meal that I eat, I want to share with him.
我所吃的每一顿饭都要与他同享。
Every joy I experience, I want to share with him.
我盼望和他分享我所有的快乐。
I could do that for all of my life and still feel that I have not shown enough gratitude for what he has done for me.
尽我一生都要这么做，却仍然无法表达对他大恩的感激之情。
I know, of course, that human analogies are never perfect.
当然我知道用这些比喻来说明是远远不够的。
But if we, out of gratitude to a human being, would love him back and give him our all, how much more should we love Jesus?
但我想说的是，对那些曾经有恩于我们的人，尚且不惜一切来表达我们对他的爱，何况对我们的主耶稣呢？
The one who died like a criminal for you.
就是那位为了你而成为死囚的。
The one who died to set you free from the bondage of sin.
他为你死，把你从罪的束缚中释放出来。
The one who died to redeem you.
他为你死，把你买赎回来。
Who died to forgive you your sins, past, present, and future.
他借着死，赦免了你的过去、现在和将来一切的罪。
The one who died so that you may escape the judgment.
他为你死，叫你脱离永远的审判。
Then he rose again from the dead to prove that he is God of very God.
他死而复活，以此证明他是永活的神。
Whether you have accepted his death for you many years ago, or you have just heard this for the first time,
不管你是很久以前就已经接受主为你而死这一个事实，还是你今天第一次听到这个好消息。
You can begin today to love him with your imagination.
你都可以从今天开始就发挥你的想象力来爱他。
Let me speak to that person who has never come to Christ and received his forgiveness.
如果你还没有来到基督面前接受他饶恕之恩，让我告诉你。
God loves you.
神爱你。
He came from heaven to redeem you and forgive all of your sins.
他为了救赎你并赦免你一切的罪，从天而来。
He came from heaven to show you how much he loves you.
为了爱你，他亲自从天降下。
Will you accept his gift of eternal life?
你愿意接受他送给你的礼物吗？这礼物就是永生。
The God who paid the price for your eternal punishment is the only one who can assure you of heaven.
只有这位为你付出代价，免去你永远刑罚的神，才能确保你进入天国。
Will you say yes to him?
你愿意现在就接受他吗？
And then write to us and tell us of your decision.
盼望你能够来信告诉我们你的抉择。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
希望一直爱的泉水也没有源头，但你从来没有忘记爱我，用心听到很切地知道，放下生命爱心在中，爱的涌泉在永远跟你，流遍是生命清泉，充满了真理生命，
感谢大家收听今天的节目。是的，我们要慢慢的学会如何去爱神，只有在爱神的这个过程中，才能够更明白主耶稣在十字架上为我们牺牲的爱。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
陪你度过最艰难。